I'm Dan Vinton, fifth generation rancher in the Sandhills. And I'd really like to thank the USDA for taking time to hear real family producers' comments on the issue of NACE. I currently serve as a Grant County Commissioner. 99% of the income, according to census data in Grant County, is generated from livestock sales. The vast majority of that is from cow-calf production. The ranchers, families, and businessmen of Grant County feel so strongly about the issue of NACE that upon the recommendation of a 12-member Natural Resources Committee in our county, we passed a resolution last summer requesting that this remain a voluntary program only in our county. We are extremely concerned about animal health, food safety, and access to good markets. We do not feel another layer of government bureaucracy will be of any benefit. We have programs in place such as branding, individual tags, vaccination, and transportation records, and producer records to record our animals and their movements. We spent a lot of time discussing this issue with ranchers, veterinarians, consumers, and community leaders. The conclusion was, we do not need mandatory NACE. No one has more of a vested interest in this issue than we do. Major concerns on the cost of the program and who will ultimately bear this cost. We have no one to pass the cost on to, unlike the retail level. We are price takers, not price makers. Our government is out of money. Asking for more federal dollars is foolish in our economic state. There has been no economic benefits analysis of NACE, and its costs would likely exceed the benefits, thus causing a devastating economic impact on Grant County. Confidentiality of the data, this information could be used in a variety of ways to give big packers an unfair business advantage. Liability is of utmost concern. We have no control over what happens to our animals once they leave the ranch gate. There are several critical points before they reach the consumer's plates, and ranchers need to be protected from frivolous lawsuits naming anyone who ever had contact with an animal. Please do not impose another government mandate on one of the sectors of production that is vital for the food and fiber security of our nation. We are a republic. We have spoken on the local level about an issue of vital concern to us. We hope our government will listen. This onerous, expensive, and ultimately ineffective program is not necessary. Please let the states and market-based solutions resolve this issue. Thank you for your time.
My name is Kent Prusman. I feed cattle, finish hogs, and farm near Rock Valley in Sioux County, Iowa. Currently, I'm serving as president of the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. Our association represents over 9,500 dues-paying members, and today I'm speaking on behalf of our members who have given us clear direction regarding a national animal identification system. First, let me thank you for adding this listening session here in the Midwest in close proximity to many livestock producers. We appreciate your efforts in providing us easier access to you as this important matter is discussed. Although we recognize that animal identification is important to ensure beef safety and to provide traceability of our nation's beef supply, we feel strongly that a standardized but voluntary system of identification will best serve our industry. A recently released cost-benefit study has indicated that the cost to the cattle industry will be $200 million or more. Who will bear those costs? Ultimately, we the producers and feeders will directly or indirectly carry the burden. If a mandated identification system with substantial costs is imposed, it may provide producers an incentive to leave the business rather than to comply with its requirements. In today's economic times, it would be devastating if the government imposed additional costs on a financially struggling industry. A voluntary system of identification can work. A few years ago, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association began offering an electronic identification system to our members. Over 165,000 EID tags have been merchandised to our members. Many have also chosen to have our certified staff members conduct process verified audits, allowing them to market age and source verified cattle. The point I would like to leave you with regarding ICA's identification program is that producers respond well to economic signals, but not so enthusiastically to mandates. Even during these recent tough economic times, we have seen an increasing demand for our animal identification services. Confidentiality is obviously also a concern to our membership. Under a Freedom of Information Act request, USDA cannot guarantee that the animal ID database could be protected. Without such a guarantee, our concerns about confidentiality are further legitimized. Iowa has a very diverse cattle industry. Livestock auction markets play a central role and provide an essential service for many of our cow-calf producers as well as cattle feeders. In working and communicating with our colleagues in the livestock marketing industry, we share their concern regarding being able to manage a system at the pace necessary to allow cattle to be marketed at what is known as speed of commerce. We urge USDA to prioritize, then further develop an identification system that will work for the livestock industry rather than mandating a system just for the sake of having one. Thanks again for holding this listening session and for granting us the opportunity to share our thoughts.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Senator Johanns also for having this listening session here in Nebraska. It does give us all the opportunity to come out and voice our opinion. My name is Bill Lucky. I'm from Columbus, Nebraska. Member of Platte Valley Cattlemen, member of Nebraska Pork Producers Association, and a director on the National Pork Producers Council. In a lot of organizations, but I'm not here representing the organizations, really. I'm here representing myself and our family. My son and I, our family and I, we have a cow-calf operation. We have a feedlot. We finish hogs. We're in a sow unit. For some reason, my son went and bought some goats the other day, and so we have goats, we have chickens, we have a little bit of everything in our operation. But our main source of income of the livestock is the cattle and hogs. Like many other segments of the U.S. economy, the pork industry has suffered through some tough economic times over the past 20 months. Last year, the U.S. pork producers lost an average of $22 on each hog marketed, and it is estimated that the industry lost between $3 billion and $3.5 billion in equity since September of 2007. The industry's one bright spot has been exports, which have helped temper the pork producers' losses. In 2008, the United States exported 4.4 billion pounds of pork valued at nearly $5 billion. Last year was the 17th consecutive year of record pork exports. It is critical to the continued viability of the U.S. pork industry and to the livestock, dairy, and poultry industries that the United States establish a mandatory animal identification system that allows animal health officials to better identify, control, and eradicate diseases that could infect the country's livestock herds and affect domestic and international markets. The real advantage of a mandatory animal ID system is that it places in a searchable database to each state for all premises holding livestock. In the event of an animal disease outbreak, whether foreign, emerging, or domestic, Animal health professionals can efficiently locate premises that have been exposed rather than trying to physically locate them by driving. The efficiency gained by a mandatory system will allow an animal disease to be brought under control and eradicated more quickly, thereby saving taxpayers and industry millions of dollars and preventing thousands of animals from being sacrificed. We suggest the cost to be minimized if NAIS does not require the reporting of all animal movements outside of what is normally done for animal health purposes and applies the bookends approach for pre-harvest traceability. The cost to the industry can be further minimized if NAIS continues to accept species-specific program standards that are built on current industry business practices. Also, animal identification devices should be technology neutral, and the use of visual tags should be allowed as an acceptable form of identification. Group lot identifications should also be encouraged for all eligible groups of animals as identified in species program standards. We believe that the infrastructure and operating costs of the NAIS should be funded by federal appropriations. The savings achieved by such a system in controlling foreign and domestic animal diseases and protecting export markets would offset the long-term cost. Currently, concerns have been raised about the ability of NAIS to keep information private. There is no information required by NAIS that is not already publicly available, either through the telephone directory, farm records required by the Farm Service Agency, or state and local permits. Critics of NAIS have raised other concerns that give the impression that the animal agriculture industry has something to hide or has information that is unwilling to have included in the NAIS. The U.S. pork industry believes transparency and does not share that point of view. I'm going to go skip through some of these things, but I have talked to a few livestock feedlots in our area. Some are over 1,000 head, some are under 1,000 head, some are under 300 head. And in talking to them on the way up this morning, in fact, I asked them, are you in favor of the National ID program? And they said, I have no problem with it. If it helps with controlling like the TB case, BSE, N1H1, whatever it may be. He said we have no problem with it in talking to the feedlots. I'll continue with my closing now, though. While the U.S. pork industry has been successful in implementing a national ID system compliant with the NAS, more than 80% of pork premises, or 54,000, have been registered. It must be recognized that some diseases, such as foot and mouth disease, affect multiple species. Even if the U.S. pork industry registers 100% of the country's pork premises, it would remain vulnerable to unregistered premises down the road that may have other susceptible animals that could be exposed to an animal disease. That is why the U.S. pork industry strongly supports mandatory national animal identification. Until the animal identification is made mandatory and all premises are registered, it will never have the intended effects of improving the animal health infrastructure, aiding in the control and eradication of highly contagious foreign and domestic animal diseases, and ultimately protecting the U.S. livestock industry, its producers, processors, and hundreds of related businesses, and more than 500,000 mostly rural jobs for America. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Michael Kelsey. I'm the Executive Vice President of the Nebraska Cattlemen. I'm here representing the association this morning. I'd like to begin by thanking Secretary Vilsack for having this session in the Midwest. As has been commented on earlier, the importance of coming to a very livestock centrally located place in order to receive the comments. We appreciate particularly Mr. Johann's request to have this session, as well as those others who helped in that request. Nebraska Cattlemen Association was established in 1888, represents cattle breeders, ranchers, and feeders, as well as 46 county and local cattlemen's associations. Headquarters are in Lincoln. We have a second office in Alliance that serves cattlemen in western Nebraska. Nebraska cattlemen policy, developed by our cattle producer members, supports animal identification for disease surveillance purposes. compulsory participation in identification programs for disease surveillance has been successful in the past, as already been mentioned by several different speakers this morning. A prime example of such is the brucellosis program. When females are vaccinated, they receive both a tattoo that identifies the time of vaccination and a metal identification, and a metal ear clip with an individual number. Another example of a mandatory animal identification system that has been utilized for animal tracking, although not specific to disease surveillance, is Nebraska's brand law. While brand alone may not be sufficient, it is a very good tool to monitor animal movement and ownership. It should be noted also that voluntary systems have also been very successful in establishing important animal information data. One need not go further than a qualified source and age-verified program to understand the importance of animal identification to the value of that program. Important to Nebraska Cattlemen members is the confidentiality of the data of any animal identification information and system. On the question of information confidentiality, Nebraska Cattlemen supports disease surveillance information be held and controlled by private industry for the protection of producer information. Since disease surveillance is the reason for an animal ID system, there is no reason for government to control the data or for producer information to be made available to companies, groups, or individuals. If a uniform overall ID system is to be developed, it is important that the system be flexible and accommodating of all types of cattle management and movement processes, as well as currently established data management systems. Systems should be user-friendly to ensure nominal interruption of service providers such as veterinarians and livestock markets, and thus ensure that the rate of flow of livestock through existing market structures is minimally impacted. Nebraska Cattlemen members have genuine concerns over the potential cost to individual producers and to the industry as a whole. Nebraska Cattlemen understands that producer members should and will have financial responsibility for any system, either voluntary in nature or mandatory. Thus, producers should also have the opportunity for economic returns by participating in the system, as been previously mentioned. Additionally, if USDA expects industry to be financially responsible for implementation and compliance with an ID system, then allowing for a private, independent holding of that information is reasonable. While not a part of this session, but relevant to this issue, the House Energy and Commerce Committee 2 weeks ago passed out of the committee a system that would allow FDA to have a verification program, and specifically on-farm inspection, or they considered that. We are opposed to that, and having any other authority, government authority, having access to that information outside of USDA is certainly not acceptable to our members and complies with the previous statements that I've had. On behalf of the membership of Nebraska Cattlemen, we again thank you for the opportunity to have comments regarding any proposed animal identification system.
Hello, my name is Chris Harvey. My husband and I and our five children ranch just north of Valentine, Nebraska. And raising our five children on the family's ranch in South Dakota is a real privilege. Ours is a cow-calf operation with about 250 head of cows. It is not a large operation by any means, and we run it ourselves, with the help of our kids, plus friends and neighbors when needed. That's how it's done up there. This little ranch has supported our family for the last 12 years, and it is our hope that it will continue to do so, and perhaps one of our own children, with their own family, will take over the ranch someday, if given the opportunity. We have faced many challenges over the years, including drought, competition, disease from cattle brought over the U.S. borders, consolidation of the packing industry, with them gaining way too much control over the price we receive for our cattle. We have continually increasing production cost, misrepresentation from cattle organizations that say they speak for the best interests of cow-calf producers but do not, and now we have the USDA coming up with NACE. Why is the USDA pushing NACE? This is a flawed program at best, and the end of independent cattle producers like us at worst. I do not understand why anyone would willingly sign onto a program that is still being written, a program that has little possibility of ever being viable, and that would supersede all successful existing disease traceback programs already in existence. Why would any independent rancher, happily turn over the reins of their operation to the federal government? There's something that is just not right about NACE, and until we know with certainty that it can deliver on the promises, the many promises that it's making, we will not be a part of it. There might be more trusting individuals in our state and surrounding states who wish to sign up their premises and participate in NACE. That should remain their choice. As for me and my family, no thank you. I am horrified by the tactics that our own USDA has used in their efforts to sign animal producers up for NACE. A lot of money has been passed out to buy support, even to our young children through the established 4-H and FFA programs. That is shameful. Cattle producers have been unknowingly signed up in other states when they renewed their brands. If this is such a great program, why have less than 30% of producers nationwide signed up? And why is the USDA so determined to force this on us with coercion and underhanded measures, like making it necessary to have a premises ID in order to participate in successful and ongoing federal disease programs? Thank you. Representative DeLauro made the comment that anyone who has not signed up for NACE is foolhardy or misinformed. I have to ask, how many of you here representing the USDA, representing APHIS, or representing our state ag departments have read the documents in their entirety and could pass a test on them? I watched Dr. Clifford lose his composure at an ID conference several years ago when someone in the audience asked if he would list the reportable events. He could not, but the people there in attendance could, and presented him with that information. And I sat there and watched him reading them to himself, and it seemed very much like he was reading them for the first time. Dr. Clifford! Okay. You're telling us how to do something that we as ranchers do every day as stewards of our land and animals. NACE will destroy independent livestock production. I love our life on the ranch. I love being able to teach our children about hard work, personal responsibility, and love of the land. We understand the hardships faced by our forefathers who created our constitutional government and know it was designed to help and protect our individual rights, not take them from us. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity.